T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
1 point Marquette lead, shot clock off. Illinois does have a timeout if they want to use it. But Curbelo's going to go to work. In the lane, he lost it. Quick took it away. And Marquette dribbles it out. They stun Illinois, coming back from down 12. And they win it 67-66.
It's the Bart Winkler Show here on 1250 AM. The Fan, that clip you heard. Marquette upsetting number 10 Illinois at the time a couple weeks ago. Big win for them. Now we're going to talk with Ben Steele from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about this Marquette men's basketball team, which has surprised a lot of people, I think, at the beginning of this season. Let's bring Ben in to get his thoughts. How you doing this morning, Ben?
Hey, man. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, how you been, Ben? Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, absolutely, man. One of my favorite holidays, just sit around the house and cook food and eat, you know, no pressure of gift giving or anything, man. This is a perfect holiday, I think.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, it's, you know, food and football, but for a lot of people, too, it can also be food and college basketball.
Absolutely, a lot of college basketball on. There's nothing better than daytime basketball to watch. Good time of year.
Yeah, and let's get into this Marquette basketball team. I think a lot of people were surprised. I played that clip of them beating Illinois in that Gavitt tip-off game. And a lot of people were surprised by that win over Illinois. This Marquette team is their first year under Coach Shaka Smart. How do you think that this team is different under Shaka Smart versus over the past couple years?
Well, the biggest difference is it's on the defensive end. And you look at Shaka's track record, he's 44 years old, but he's been a head coach for 13 years. So he's been doing this a long time. But the one through line of all his teams over all his coaching stops at VCU and Texas, they've always been good defensively. And he gets his teams to play hard and play together on the defensive end. He saw that against Illinois. Like, they forced 26 turnovers. Andre Curbelo, the Illini point guard, was just out of his head. He just didn't know what to do with the pressure defense. He got sped up. And Marquette teams could do that to you, man. They'll get after you full court, force turnovers, and then try to convert those into the offensive end. So that's where Shaka kind of hangs his hat as a coach. And you see the effect of it early in the season. Like, they'll catch some teams sleeping every now and then.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, people know Shaka Smart. They know the name. They know him from Texas. They know him from VCU more so than probably Texas. But what do you think, and you kind of hit on it here, but do you think the defensive side of the ball, is that this team's identity? Is that where they're going to have to, you know, if they're going to make a run to the NCAA tournament, they're going to make a run in the NCAA tournament. Is that this team's identity?
Yeah, it's not. There's not a lot of great shooters on this team. So they're going to have to find ways to manufacture points. And, you know, one way to do that is just forcing turnovers, getting out in transition, scoring easy buckets that way. Marquette team has some pretty good athletes. They got Kirk Queth as a 6'10 shot blocker, Daryl Marcel, really good on-ball defender. But the offensive end is still kind of evolving. They're still kind of finding their identity as like a half-court offensive team. So really, they're just going to have to, just defend as best they can, maybe kind of muck up the games, might see some games, you know, end like 58-54 or something like that, but that's the way this team's going to have to do it.
Talking with Ben Steele here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about Marquette men's basketball. You know, you look at this Marquette team and you pull up the roster, and you scroll down, you see freshman, redshirt freshman. I know some of these guys played last year, so maybe you know, they're more like a sophomore. But when you look at how young this team is, I wonder, do you think that helps Coach Shaka Smart in setting the culture? Because he shows up and these guys maybe played a year, maybe played 2 years here. But for the most part, these guys are really young. So he can kind of mold them into what he wants them to be. Do you think that helps him create the culture here?
Yeah, absolutely. He's got the guy, kind of guys that he wants in here. Nine newcomers overall, four true freshmen. Two of those guys committed to Shock at Texas. So he had recruited those guys, and those were the kind of guys he wanted. And then two of the guys actually committed to Marquette under the previous coaching staff under Steve Wojciechowski. And that's Stevie Mitchell and Cam Jones, who look very good, and they actually look like they fit Shaka Smart's system pretty well. I'm sure he studied them once he took the job and kind of figured they fit what he was doing there. But, yeah, that, those guys, this is the kind of team that Shaka Smart wants, like real scrappy. He likes really guard-oriented defense. Most of the – all the freshmen are guards, so – He likes to play like three guard lineups that get after you full court and push the pace. So yeah, man, it's important for him to kind of, these are the guys that when he's recruiting the next set of players, these are the players that those guys are going to be watching and see kind of how Shaka Smart likes to do things. So it's very important for those young players.
You look at this Marquette team, they play in a really tough conference in the Big East, especially in basketball. Where do you think that they rank? I mean, obviously you've got, I think, three teams in the Big East right now are ranked in the top 25. You have a team like Villanova that's going toe-to-toe with teams like UCLA and some of the top teams in the nation. Where do you think this Marquette team ranks among those in the Big East?
Yeah, Villanova is probably, the as it has been the last, you know, since Jay Wright started coaching there, they're the class of the Big East. They're probably in a tier on their own at the top. UConn's really good. They're really tough defensively. They're probably the biggest challenger to Villanova. But then after that, like, I think Marquette is right in there with the mix of the other teams, you know, like Xavier. Xavier's ranked, but they just lost the other day to Iowa State, so they're probably going to fall out of the rankings. But, yeah, there's probably a big middle of, like, Xavier. St. John's is pretty good. Providence has beaten some teams. Seton Hall's got a really good defensive roster. Marquette's probably in there with those teams. They're probably going to be battling it out and right in the middle, maybe pushing up to the top half of the conference. Those are the teams that are probably in the mix as far as, like, you know, bubble teams for the NCAA tournament.
Talking with Ben Steele here of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Marquette men's basketball here on 1250 AM, The Fan, The Bart Winkler Show. Let's talk a little bit about Justin Lewis. You have a guy goes last year from averaging under 8 points a game to now he's leading the team in points and rebounds, averaging just under 18 points a game. Talk about his emergence and how big of an impact he has on this Marquette team.
If you watched Justin Lewis last year, you kind of saw the potential there. He's got, like, a really great basketball frame. He's, like, 6'7". He's got super long arms. He's got huge hands. He's a good rebounder. But he was kind of just – he was still pretty raw last year. He's still kind of figuring it out. And this year, one thing with Shaka Smart teams, like, he puts those guys under extreme – conditioning tests in the summertime, just because the play is style, you got to be in like elite shape just to get up and down the court that long in a basketball game. But with Justin, he's like transformed his body over the summer. Like, he's much sleeker. He was always pretty strong, and if you look at his legs, man, they're like two oak trees. He's a real strong guy, but he's noticeably sleeker, and he's been able to play longer and for longer stretches of time just because he's in better shape this year. And he's playing a lot more like facing the basket. Last year he was more kind of a traditional back to the basket, bang you down low, drop the jump hook over you. But he's starting to shoot it a little bit from outside, handle the ball more. So he's kind of a mismatch guy. Like, you put a smaller guy on him, he'll bring you down low, bring a bigger guy out on you. He can handle the ball a little bit and get by his defender. But he's a guy I've been saying, like, he's got NBA potential. You can see it in there. And it's starting to come out this season. Never had a double double before when he played last year. But I think he's got 4 in 5 games so far for Marquette. So yeah, good start for him.
Yeah, and a lot of people were excited about bringing Shaka Smart in here. Some weren't, but what do you think the ceiling for this Marquette team is with Shaka Smart? I think a lot of people were really surprised that they're able to go out there and beat a team like Illinois. They're coming off a loss to St. Bonaventure, which, you know, some people that don't know, St. Bonaventure is no joke.
No,
I mean, they're
really
ranked number
good.
16
really
in the
good.
Nation now. And
yeah.
After, you know, being ranked 24 or so when they played Marquette, what do you think the ceiling is for this Marquette team?
Yeah, there's a whole different energy about the program now. Like, Marquette hasn't won an NCAA tournament game since 2013, you know, since Buzz Williams was there. Steve Wojciechowski got to the tournament twice in his 7 years as coach. Now, it would have been another one, but it got canceled. But got there officially twice, lost both games, both blowouts, both games. So kind of an apathy had set in, I would say, for the fan base over the last couple years. But just get a new coach in there, a new face, and it's just different energy about the program. And then the way that his teams play, you know, like I said, you know, the up and down, the furious defensive style that kind of goes along with that new energy. So it's definitely a different feeling around this team.
I know a lot of people are going to be, you know, the Marquette's got a few games between now and next Saturday. They got Northern Illinois tomorrow. They got Jackson State at home on Tuesday. But I think a lot of people are looking forward to that December 4th matchup against the Wisconsin Badgers out in Madison.
Yeah.
Who do you think has the edge in that game? Because Wisconsin's coming off a win in the Maui Invitational, and a lot of people are probably going to say that Wisconsin's the better basketball team. But this Marquette team has already knocked off a team in Illinois, and I think both of these teams are playing really good basketball right now.
Yeah, it should be a really good matchup. You know, Johnny Davis kind of is having his breakout season for Wisconsin, but Marquette's got a pretty good matchup for him on the defensive end with Darryl Morseau. One area where the Badgers probably have an advantage, Marquette's really struggled rebounding the ball, especially on the defensive end, giving up a lot of offensive rebounds, even in the games they've won, like against Illinois. Illinois had a ton of offensive rebounds in that game. So kind of those bigger Badger players, you know, Tyler Wall, Stephen Kroll, those dudes might be able to find an advantage there. But it could be one of those 58-54 games that I was talking about. It could be a real defensive battle. It's gonna be a really interesting one.
Talking with Ben Steele here, one last question for you. Ben Steele of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about Marquette. What do you think is the key for this team to make a deep run? If they want to get into the tournament, they want to get more than just the first round. They want to get a tournament win, like you were saying. Maybe they even want to try to get to a Sweet 16. What do you think is the key for this team to do something like that?
Yeah, just keep defending the way they have. And I think if they can get more consistent three-point shooting, I think that's going to be key. They're going to put up a lot of shots. Like, the way they play fast. According to Ken Pom, they got like the top 5 fastest paced offense, you know, per second offensive possessions. So they're going to put up a lot of shots. Like I said before, they're not that great of a shooting team, but they've got some guys with the potential, especially a couple of freshmen that we were talking about. David Joplin, a Milwaukee kid, played at Brookfield Central. I think he's going to be key as he gets more comfortable. He's like 6'7". He's got really good shooting form, just hasn't been consistent yet. Now, he's only played, you know, 5 college games, so I'm not going to jump to any conclusions about him. But I think he's going to be a key player if he can knock down those corner three-pointers for Marquette. Cam Jones is like an offensive-minded freshman guard that comes off the bench. He's not shy about putting it up. So if they can get consistent three-point shooting. I think they're gonna pick off a couple teams like they did against Illinois.
All right, Ben, thanks for the time this morning. Talk with Ben Steele of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him at Ben Steele MJS on Twitter. Thanks for the time this morning, Ben. Have a good rest of your holiday weekend.
Appreciate you, my dude. I'm here anytime you need me.
Sounds good. We had Ben Steele on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, has you feeling anxious? Breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.